The good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Lou.
Wapm Lewis.
Gah.
Tonks. Wagwan.
It's a gah.
I thought about it that the other day.
That was my Jamaican accent when I said yeah, but Jamaican accent.
Yeah, but in Jamaican. The fuck is this guy talking about? But I thought about it the other day. I was like, yo, Lewis is kind of like the Nick Fury of this podcast shit.
Ooh,
he brought like everybody together.
He's
brown and round and bald.
Yes, he is.
The eye patch.
And I was like, yo.
We handle that.
Yeah.
somebody tried to sell me an eye patch the other day.
What?
I didn't know how to respond to this.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's Jersey for you.
Remember?
It was on social media.
Oh, okay.
Hey, remember the time me, you, and Andrew was in the car and the guy came up, offered you a facial?
Yeah.
For $10?
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, yo.
That was the last time me, Chris, and Nigel were in the car together.
Ever. That was the last time I got in his Buick.
Not doing this again.
But yeah, I was like, yo, if Lewis is like the Nick Fury of this shit, I was like, yo, that makes me like Iron Man. And then, wow.
Oh, my.
Look at this nigga.
I'm 1,000%
Iron Man.
He's Iron Man. I'm 1,000% Iron Man.
Because I did show up in this nigga's living room like.
James would be Hulk. James,
I'll take it.
I told him to start the podcast initiative.
Yeah. See, the podcast initiative. And then
watch how he violates. Watch. Go ahead.
I was like,
there's a punchline here somewhere. We're at the end of the joke now.
I feel like after the line, you're going to punch him.
Now I was like, I can't make Marcel Captain America because he's just like too much of a dark, sadistic curmudgeon. Where it's just like, is this the picture we want to paint? And then I was like, if I make him Hawkeye, he's going to stab me. So I was like, I don't know. I was like, you could be Black Widow, but...
Look at my options.
Wow.
Look at my options.
You don't got the right hips to be Black Widow.
Thank you. I appreciate that the most out of everything that's been said so far, Lou.
So what
don't
does
look
he
at my hips no more, nigga. But
I was going to say, so what does he have the right hips for then?
That's his girl. Don't ask
Nah, my man. Best answer.
But you could be Ronin. He's the killer.
I'm gonna fuck you up, you, bro.
He likes.
You have Ronin tendencies.
He likes black swords and killing shit. You're Ronin, and he had. That's when he started getting tattooed. You're fucking Ronin.
I can't be Black Panther.
No.
Why not? Why can't I be Black Panther?
Because I don't trust you to lead niggas.
He's too much of a good.
You're more Killmonger than you are Black Panther.
Yeah.
Can I just be Killmonger?
Yeah. No, he's not in the Avengers, nigga.
I don't want to fuck with y'all, nigga.
Ronin's not in the Avengers.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
Technically, he's not in the Avengers. He's Dolo.
And technically, you are a part of the podcast. You a guest. Look at your mic. You hooked up the guest.
Oh, all right. I'm going to guest my ass off this show.
Wow.
It's going to be the three of y'all niggas alone. Sophia not listening to that.
What? How did Sophia?
We got two fans.
Sophia could be Black Widow.
There you go.
Hey, just quit your podcast and come to ours.
What?
Hey.
Who's unlocking the door for that?
Oh,
all right.
Or Lewis. Those are the two niggas closest to the
It's just
going to
be fighting about Applebee's appetizers.
I'm glad I'm home.
I'm fighting about that all day.
I went to Friday's the other day.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I like it so much less than Applebee's. And I don't know why.
Wait,
I don't know if it's...
Which Friday's?
The one on Northern Boulevard.
Okay. I don't think it matters either because I feel
like... I'm just
way.
Like...
Yeah,
it like
does.
Menu... I don't know what it is. All their drinks look colorful and great. I didn't drink Friday night.
Who's the one that has the Jack Daniels? That's Ruby Tuesday, right? The Jack Daniels.
I don't know.
Burger? Oh, no, that's Fridays.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly. The only good thing on the menu.
Legitimately the only good thing. Like, if you go there for anything else, I don't understand your taste palate. You just get the fucking Jack Daniels burgers with a fucking side of fries, and then you ask for extra Jack Daniels sauce so you can dip the fries into the sauce repeatedly.
And they got the unlimited wing shit.
Unlimited apps, I think, right?
Yeah, unlimited apps.
Do they put Jack Daniels sauce on the wings?
If you want.
Oh, nigga, we going to Fridays.
What? No, but they watch you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They watch you.
Watch you.
If you, like, so if you get the unlimited, you can't
share.
Like, you can't order one and give your plate.
Okay.
So, like, they're watching your table to see if you're giving, like, your plate to somebody else, and then they'll charge you double.
Yeah. That is a...
I'm like,
hey, hold on.
That's some South Korean shit.
Yeah, what
it's
if
like,
you
yo,
what
we
if
gotta
both,
watch and make sure? These
what if you both
have
the unlimited? Like, you can't just share.
Yeah, you could give the person one, but they're watching you.
Nah, we both have
do y'all have to trade the unlimited wings in order for them to be like, all right,
nah,
it's a fair exchange.
That's stupid.
They're watching.
Stupid,
it's mad.
How far away is this nigga that's watching you eat?
Yeah, I'm
you gotta go back to the kitchen eventually.
Right behind you.
Nah.
He's sitting on your lap.
They might have niggas take shifts. Just to stand there and watch you eat your wings.
I remember one time I was in the one of Forest Hills on Austin Street, me and my friend, and she got the unlimited pot sticker shits. And we already knew the deal because she used to get that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought like a little baggie. We put a bunch of pot stickers in there. And then we went to the park across the street, got high, and just ate pot stickers out the little.
Look at the way this nigga was living his life.
But I
look at the way he's still living his life. He would still do some shit like that.
I would like to say I was 17, but I was definitely like 23.
That was last
year. This nigga's the pot sticker bandit.
Basically,
nigga, Chris. Imagine that, Chris sitting on a park bench eating pot stickers.
Nigga had a
pen.
Yo, that morning the nigga thought he had a one. He woke up with a yo. What do you think about pot and pot stickers?
Wow.
Yo,
pot and pot stickers is replacing the sipping paint in 2020.
You hear that, Linda?
Linda.
Intro. Intro. No, that's no good.
Hold up, put your ass in the air.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are Ain't It By Popular Demand. This is episode 81. As
Kobe.
Always,
Kobe.
I am...
Yeah, 81. Remember when he dropped 81 in the game?
Oh, I thought you...
Your host.
We getting different with the numbers.
Yes, we are.
The homebody homeboy, Chris Jordan. And along with me, I have my friends. I got James.
I'm here.
I got Lou.
Yep.
And I got Drum Fu.
I'm here in the building,
who was
man.
Was late today, and I just want to point that out.
It was late every week.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm late every week.
Wait, I got two new nicknames.
What you got?
Sometimes y'all are late too.
For who?
Yeah.
But I'm guaranteed late every week.
Yeah, I'm usually late.
How are you late? You don't want to let everybody else in. We can't.
He does get here late sometimes.
As late as I get, Marcel doesn't get here until I get here. So
that's true.
Which is crazy because he's coming from Jersey. Sometimes.
Yeah, nigga, I don't
sometimes.
Give a fuck.
All right.
It's not giving away all my information on here.
I'm not. It's only been 80 episodes of saying Lewis is from Jersey, and now we're giving away information. Fuck
we
you.
We are. The feds.
They don't even know where I'm coming from.
I'm never like an hour late though.
No, like, no.
20 minutes, most sometimes.
What was your two nicknames?
Marshall Flaw.
Ooh.
And Juice Bigelow.
Juice Bigelow.
I don't like that. Bigelow.
You doing steroids? Is this how you coming out to us?
I don't like that one.
What about Marshall Flaw? You don't like Marshall Flaw?
That one sounds... That sounds like
a second character.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. Marshall Flaw.
I know.
That sounds like a really sadistic dentist.
Marshall Flaw?
Yeah.
Yo, if I ever become a dentist, that'll definitely be mine.
I would never go to you.
Marshall Flaw DDS.
I'm going to let my teeth fall out. I swear.
I'm going to catch them. Don't worry.
Wow.
But anyway, what's up, guys? What y'all? What y'all?
We here. We in the building. We alive, man. I'm alive.
Live and direct from Five Star.
Yeah. As always.
Bad head rubbings.
Yeah. Man. Birdman.
A lot of ash dust filling up the room right now.
Oh, God.
Again. This is my nose. Well, that's a good would you rather.
That's what she said.
What? Wait.
It's in my notes.
Oh.
We didn't back all the way to fuck up.
All right.
That's a good would you rather.
Nope. But anyway, I guess weekly update. Last week after the podcast, me and Marcel got tricked into a double date.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
They got blindfolded, kidnapped, and beat with the ugly stick.
And then we had to drive.
And then we Yeah, all right. So, like...
Oh, you think what that's funny, Louis?
What a scenario.
Louis is laughing at us. I was going to take it easy on him this week.
Oh, man.
Back to the same old shit, Louis.
So...
We're here.
So, our girlfriends one day got drunk at Q-Bar and decided to be friends, right? And usually when girls decide to be friends, they exchange their numbers, they talk once, and then it just goes dark for like 2-3
Bam.
Months.
When the number exchange happened, what did I say to you?
He's like, fuck.
I turned to him and said, I don't like this. We have to stop it.
But
it's too late, though.
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Hey,
you delete the numbers out their phones.
Now we all got iPhones now. This shit is water resistant. I couldn't even like throw it in the fishbowl. Like, if this was an iPhone 4, that would have been a wrap.
They would have just chugged the fishbowl.
No. It's still a wrap. Trust me.
It's a delete the numbers out the phone. So one of them hit the other one up one day. I think his girlfriend hit my girlfriend up one day and was like, hey, I know you wanted to go to like wine tasting, blah, blah, blah. Well, what do you think about an escape room?
And not the same.
And my girl,
not the same at all.
If you, hey, listen, if you go to the right vineyard, it might be. You get right. drunk enough in you're the right. field.
Yo. You go to the field. You go to the field. They taste you.
Hey yo, hey yo.
They just might.
Are you about, coming in the wine barrel?
Chris and Marcel tasting.
Sir, what? Don't shimmy your shoulders like that, Marcel.
Stop it. Show you, Kappa.
What?
What?
It got hot real quick.
What's this nigga talking about? So then they were like, all right, yeah. Instead of doing the wine tasting, let's do an escape room. And my girlfriend was like, that's so crazy. I was about to do an escape room with my friends. So now.
And then she said, fuck my friends.
No.
I'm out.
So now I'm like, oh, in my mind. She said there was two, right? There was one in Flushing and there's one in Long Island, like Mineola, closer to her. So I'm with my girlfriend and I'm telling her, I was like, oh yeah, just have her go to the one, like meet you guys in the one like Mineola. Cause I'm thinking it's going to be a girl group thing.
Wrong.
So I'm
thinking it was going to be a group thing.
Yeah. So I'm giving her advice or like, oh, why don't you just thing, blah, blah, blah.
You're setting yourself up.
And when she set it up, I figured out it was going to be the four of us. Mm-hmm. Four of us being me, her, Marcel and his girl.
That's a Mineola four.
Right? Mm. So now wow. she tells mm-hmm. me.
That's a classy four. Mm-hmm.
So then I find out it's the four of us. And I told her, I was like, yo, bet money Marcel don't even know nothing about this. I
was, hey, man. I was completely unaware.
So now last week.
You pulled up like, Chris?
So now last week, Friday, we're in the group chat. And that's when I was telling him, I was like, yo, we could go watch the fight tomorrow. But after we do that other thing, and then he was like, oh, all right, bet.
When he said do the other thing, that was when I was like, oh, Chris knows about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that nigga knew about it.
Yeah, me and like, Jay knew nothing about it. So I was like, damn, is something not on my schedule? Like, yeah. They said it in the group chat, like, we were all supposed to know.
We have a separate podcast. Okay. With your old podcast.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, man, talk about irony.
So then Saturday, it bullshit snowed, so we ended up moving it to Sunday after the podcast. So we do the pod last Sunday. We go meet them. No, then I go get my girlfriend, and we meet them on Main Street. Mm-hmm. We go to a restaurant before because we was like, yo, let's get wild drunk for this escape room. It's going to be so much fun. We're smart people. We got this. Whatever. Light work. We don't have to do this sober.
Yeah, let's impair our judgments.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to throw hands with that entire establishment. That whole restaurant.
All right, wait.
Windmill kicks.
Wait.
Yes.
So we go there, right? And we got this little soju?
Yeah, we got soju.
Soju, which is just like, I don't know, flavored wine. Thing, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Super strong.
Flavored but wine?
If y'all niggas don't fuck with soju, like.
It's really good.
You should. They got a whole bunch of different, like, fruit flavors. There's apple soju.
We had the apple one before. The apple
strawberry one, not really my favorite.
Strawberry one is really thotty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he got it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Get that's it. Why, that's yeah. Right I wanted to get slutty.
Yeah. You got to sometimes you got to get slutty sometimes.
Yes. Slutty in the escape room?
Ooh. Furry walls, bro. Furry walls. Wow.
So now we were like, oh, we're a little bit hungry. So this thing, I was like, yo, just get. I was like, we're going to go eat after, but if you want a little snack because he's hungry, I was like, yo, just order like a pork
I asked
bun.
This nigga before we left here, like, yo, you getting food beforehand or you going to get food when
and
we
and I said I was
going to
get like a little snack.
Yeah. Nigga ate a whole meal.
I went to Wendy's.
That's a snack.
That's
you got
a snack.
The fo-fo-fo-fo?
Yeah. That's and then Marcy had the nuggets.
That's a big guy. That's a snack.
Yeah, that was a snack.
I'm going to fight both of y'all. It was just him, James, but you decided to join in. Welcome to the club.
No problem.
Get your ass whooped.
I'm with it. Don't tempt me with a good time.
To Chris, a triple baconator is like a Snickers.
Yeah. It is.
A what?
A triple baconator.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, they make
yeah. It's on the menu.
That's wild.
I don't go.
The regular baconator is already
they
too
got
much.
Triple.
Yeah.
Triple.
I don't like. What's the salt content in that shit? It's got to be like 3,000.
4,000.
A whole humpback whale, but I
because you got like what 12 strips of bacon on that shit.
Yeah, boy.
What's that? Three.
That's a whole farm.
Four slices of bacon each layer?
Ooh.
God, damn. Nah, you said 12 strips.
They put all that shit on the top, don't they?
I think the bacon it is all on the top.
Yeah.
All right, so now.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
But don't eat that.
Okay. I don't eat fast food like that, so it's just like, I didn't know. I just went for the little junior bacon shit and called it a day. But anyway.
It's a solid choice.
So he was like, get a snack. And I was like, yo, just get like a pork bun or something like that. So he tells the guy, and the guy brings back a plate. of like 30 buns.
30?
It was like 20. All right. Like, yeah. Honestly.
They were small, though.
I'd be happy.
They were small buns.
It was about this big. A little bit bigger than those big marshmallows that you make s'mores with.
I'm familiar with pork buns.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wait,
this was at Wendy's?
No. I went back to the restaurant, like, James.
Man, Wendy's on Main Street.
I'm saying this right now. Never eat a pork bun from Wendy's.
No, that's what I was mad concerned just now.
No, like, we're back at the restaurant where we got the soju.
Okay, got you. All
right. Right.
All
right. So he gets a plate of these big, like, 20 buns. And he bites into one. He's like, yo, this is just bread. No pork.
Straight bread.
It was sweet bread.
Sweet bread, though.
So it was, like, really good bread.
It wasn't unpleasant. It came with a, like, glazed dipping sauce.
Hey.
Shit was dope.
Yeah.
But that's not what I wanted.
Yeah. And 20 of them is, like, excessive.
Yeah.
So we got that, and then we go to the escape room place. And I was like, yo, which one are we doing? And it's, like, Escape from the Alchemist or some shit like that.
Y'all was in Queensbridge?
No. I was say.
We two made several albums.
I was like, yo. Only me and him laughed at.
They were just like, we don't get it. It was like, you're not supposed to.
So now,
Mob Deep, nigga.
So now I'm like, all right, who picked this one? Because the guy's explaining, like, oh, there's this scientist and you have to find the power stone and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who the fuck picked this one? And his girlfriend is like, Marcel? And I'm like, why the fuck you picked this one? He was like, it's the coolest poster. And I'm like, this nigga.
It was. It was purple. It had lightning bolts and shit.
That's what does it for you?
Yeah, nigga. The other one looked like The Matrix. That was originally my first choice, but they didn't have it.
You picked the one that was The Matrix?
They didn't have it.
Fucking Merlin.
They were like, yo, the room's under
he went with the blue pill.
Construction or some shit. And I was like, it's either this or the one where we escape from prison, and I'm a black man, so I don't want to do that.
That's just training to me.
I'm like, good.
We're doing that one next.
Yeah.
So now
that was supposed to be easier than the one we did.
Pull up bars good. In there. Nigga doing dips. Should I get my reps up? Should I get my reps up?
He's just out here trying to steal niggas' corn the whole time, not trying to solve the problem.
You gonna eat your corn, bro?
Corn and Marcy talking about you dropped the soap. If we don't escape this room,
how I bring my own soap to drop in front of her? So like, oh, baby, look, you dropped that. You should go pick it up, right? Bloop, bloop. So now the guy guides us to this room, and it's like, here, you could put your jackets and your stuff in this little box.
Nigga, the hallway to the escape room looked like an escape room.
Yeah. So now he was like, all right, cool, I'll be back in an hour. And I'm like, oh, this is the room? Like, it didn't look like it. He didn't explain shit to us. He just left, closed the door, and the clock started.
The only thing he explained is like, when you guys get to this part and you got to line up these squares, you need to actually line up the squares. Good luck figuring that shit out.
Yeah. And then, because I was like, yo, if worst goes to worst, we just trash the room. I was like, there has to be clues everywhere. One of the rules was, he's like, guys, please don't trash the room.
He was like,
what the fuck I come here for?
If it's bolted down and you can't move it, you're not supposed to move it. Don't try to move it.
For the love of God.
They had like little stickers by light switches, and it said, this is not part of the game. And I didn't believe it. I was like,
he had to do it anyway.
Yeah.
The whole electricity in the whole spot just went down.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, yeah.
All right, we won.
Yeah, he said, we have an emergency shutoff switch just in case it's not a part of the game. I was like, why would you put that on the inside of the room?
Yeah.
He didn't have an answer for me. He just left. And then the clock started, and I was like,
he didn't build it.
I was like, okay. So the first thing I started doing, these niggas went to go look at like all the weird shit. I just opened up the little armoire that was in there, and I found the first two clues. But the clue was like a riddle.
He found the first two things that we knew were clues. They were the clues for the last two things in the whole room. This nigga started at the beginning. Started at the end of the game.
Oh, wait, what? I was like, you're supposed to start it now.
You started at the end of the game. But it came in handy. It got down to the wire, but we already knew.
But then
it
was a part of the game where we put that clue down to some part of the room because we didn't need it yet. We lost it.
Oh, y'all losing clues.
Yeah, they gave us a flashlight. We lost the flashlight
immediately, son.
But
I used that shit twice.
Can't give them nothing.
Y'all had to go into the shit that was hella dark. No flashlight. I had to give Marcy my phone.
Oh yes, so,
James, your flashlight duty when we do it.
Okay.
So now I got mad, not real mad, just like fake mad, because this whole game is based off of not only math, but science. And I was like, I hated both worst subjects.
Like, yeah, like, I'm sitting in there like, I got this. No problem. This nigga's stressing. I'm like, why did I walk over to him to be the brain that helps me figure shit out? Niggas just looking at me, reading the shit off, and then looking at me.
Yeah, I just like, kept reading it. And then
nigga, you look like you got the answers.
I was like, but I need someone to just like, I need the back and forth to help figure shit out.
Fucking 2 weeks ago, he tried to fight you because you said that he looked like he good at science. Well, and now I'm looking for, at this nigga to be good at science.
And I was at, good at science.
No, you're not. He looked at me to read
was
it.
Was is the key word.
And then, so then, there's like a part, anything that had to do with like numbers and figuring out a combination, I was all right with, right? But then, because there was, we did need a, like a couple of hints. Because our girlfriends went off and did their own thing. And I was like, good, because you're just going to raise my blood pressure. Just move. Go over there. They over there playing with blocks doing and shit like that. Son,
I definitely just went with Chris because I was like, he's going to make me tight, but it's going to be funny. My girl is just going to make me actually upset. So I'm not going with her.
You know, the security watching the room, the film on the room, was like, look at these dumbasses. So
two nigga, different corners.
The nigga,
yo, there was definitely a moment where one of the hints was just like, y'all are stupid. Yeah. The nigga was like, you locked it. You didn't unlock it. He was like, you guys got it, and then you fucked it up.
Oh, they talk to you over again. The thing? They talk to you?
There's a like a monitor with the time, and underneath it, they'll type in clues or shit like that. So there was like this one part where it's like you had to look at these valves to figure out a code, and so you have to figure out what is divisible by 2, which is divisible by 3, which you could divide by blah, 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 how many numbers,
these niggas really paid to do math.
Some shit was like, greater than and less than,
to figure out the code to this safe, right? This big ass like ceiling to floor safe, and then we got it open, and Marcy went in there because she's the smallest. But then I was like, I'm the biggest, put me in there also. And then we went in there.
Nigga, he was just trying to ball piece.
Yeah, he was just trying to hump her in the dark closet.
I was feeling up her butt in that.
The second that door closed, you heard Marcy go, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, she got wild claustrophobic, and I wasn't helping.
As soon as she went in, I was like, yeah, that was a mistake. I don't know why you were about to for that.
Chris got claustrophobic.
But then he started freaking himself out. Like, yo, should two people be breathing all the air in here?
But it's not like, no, Chris is bad about it. It's like, Marcy went in there because she's the smallest. I also went in there because I'm the biggest. Like, that don't make no sense.
There's also a camera inside that thing, so the nigga was just watching me.
He was trying to.
Because the camera was eye level.
My nigga was definitely in there. Just like,
he was trying to unlock her box with his key.
It was great. And then it was like, you go in there and you have to figure out like a color code, like Simon. That shit was fun. I like that part. I nailed that shit. I was like, boop, 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 boop.
Hey.
Chris is good at.
Yeah, nigga, I was
good at colors.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, what number is first? Or like, what number is this color? And like, I just like tell them the position of the shit and they'd figure it out. And then I knew we got it because I heard like a beep go off. But I couldn't tell what the fuck that was for. It was just a beep. And then I looked over and saw that a light came on. I was like, oh, all right. But then it went off.
Oh.
Because we tried to do the shit again, and that's when he said, oh, you locked it. Okay. So we did it one more time. We opened the shit. And then I remembered we had to find a combination to get them out. I mean, to get them into the box. And once we closed it, it was locked. And in my head, I was like, I do not remember that combination anymore.
It was like 2, 4, 6, 6 or some shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, I really hope these niggas remember
it. It was like, after he got it open, there was like an emergency button to like unlock it from the inside. I didn't know that.
Oh, all right.
But until like the shit opened and I got out.
They should have had like somebody pop out.
I assume there had to be some way to unlock it from the inside. Because it'd be really dangerous.
That would have been better. Like, yeah, inside with Chris and Marcy, the nigga would have been like, hey guys.
You want to play a game?
Oh, yo. Shit. The whole time I was in that box, I said, I swear to God, if James pops out.
They'll pop up Matt Cole like, hey, you guys out yet?
What's the next number? James, what are you doing here?
I've been here the whole time.
What are you doing here? This is my second job.
I play the safe.
Oh, no. James is the safe.
I play the safe. So then we do that. And there was a whole bunch of other clues. We found like our stride towards the end where we were just banging them out without the clues and shit like that. And then I don't know if we really won.
Son, I'm telling you we won.
But nah.
Because I know we won.
They don't tell you?
Nah. Because you know what it was? The clock got down to like 7. Uh-huh. Like 7 seconds. And then it goes super slow. And then it just so happened to find this crystal ball and this thing that you have to put in this other cabinet. And Marcy just so happened to put it on as the shit hit zero, and then the guy came in, he was like, "You won." And I was like, "I don't fucking trust you." Like, I
don't get the fuck out.
We unlocked the shit and we got the last item. The reason why it seemed like we didn't win was that, in combination with the fact that the item before the item we were actually supposed to find
looked cooler,
was way cooler than the shit we were supposed to get. So it was kind of just like, oh, we did all that for this?
Yeah.
So like, it was so anticlimactic, you just felt it, like I really
they have a picture of this like colorful orb that's also on their poster. So we're thinking this is what we have to find. So we're trying to yank this shit out this fireplace, about to break this whole fucking shit. Well, he is, not me. I was watching. And
yeah,
then,
I was like, yo, if this is the thing we need to win, I'm taking
it. Yeah, he said, I'm going to win by any means. And then I don't
like losing.
He did something.
All right, Malcolm.
Yeah. He did something to some shit. And it dropped out like this cutout of like a gem,
yeah.
But it was like foam. Mm. And Marcy took it and she put it inside the thing. And that's what we needed to win, not the colorful fucking orb that this nigga's trying to yank out this establishment with this stupid yeah. like fucking 99-cent orb.
But I remember there was a thing that was like, oh, when you find the energy ball, just touch it and then it'll activate the next step.
Oh, it's something said that?
Yeah, and I don't remember where it was.
You
it was
still yanked it?
Yeah, nigga, because nothing was happening.
It's that touch it. He's over here pulling.
Everyone was standing around confused. I was like, nigga, we got 2 seconds. If I lose, my whole day is fucked up. Yeah. I'm not losing.
He did say that.
we won.
Marcy gave up at like 2 minutes. She was like, oh, that's it. Thing. I was like, nigga, you so paid you
my
paid
girl
$30
was over there. She
this.
Started cleaning up and shit. Because she was like, all right, well, Lou, you know Spanish my girl woman. Is overly nice. Yeah. So she's like, well, I don't want to leave it a mess. I'm like, yo, some nigga gets paid to do that.
Yeah, not you.
I'm not going to help him do his job. I'm
like, if you don't figure out some goddamn clues, woman.
Yeah.
You know, Ed Marshall's over here shaking Marcy. Like, you can't give up. You have to win.
He threw it back inside the safe. Locked it.
Chris is in the corner trying to show his work.
Yo, that shit was crazy. Never,
son,
never
when we
again.
Got to the fucking cube shit where we had to line that up based off of the elements.
Yeah.
I'm going to just pat myself on the back. I bodied that shit.
Okay. Sure. But
it was the one thing where I was just like, I think I figured this out.
Okay.
All that other shit, though, I was just like, so what y'all niggas got? I think this is it, but y'all niggas
that
got?
That whole thing that the guy was like, oh, you have to make sure these cubes are aligned. There was no way to do it. So a guy had to come in with like a wire hanger and stop the clock and fix it for us. Because we got the right combination, but it wasn't working.
A wire hanger?
Yeah, he had like a wire hanger.
There was like a hole in it. He pushed the hanger in so that he could perfectly line up the squares.
Oh. Yeah, and I was like, if you have to do like, that, you have to change that part of it around.
Like, if it's that difficult, it was a thing where they warned us beforehand. Yeah. It was like, yo, if you really can't do it and you need help, just, you know, say something, we'll send someone in. And I'm like, well, if you know that it's that much of a problem, maybe fix that part.
In general. It was
they can't take it out. It was a pretty big part of the whole thing.
It was like,
less
sensitive.
Fix the shit.
Yeah. There was a part where I was just like, yo, I need another clue. Give me a clue. The nigga didn't give me the clue. I was like, yo.
I'm going to throw a ballpoint at you.
Before he was like, nigga was like, yo, if y'all are on task and you doing all right, I'm going to ignore you.
Yeah. I was like, dickhead. Jerk.
We did all right.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was super fun.
And I would definitely do that shit again.
And then after that, we went for Korean barbecue.
They should have somebody, they should have somebody pop out, like, and just.
Oh, and then nigga would have
We would have fucked them up.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, do they have Legends of the Hidden Temple? Was that shit on Nickelodeon back in the day?
That shit is basically
I would do that shit.
Except with niggas that chase you.
Yeah, the niggas that pop out. Yeah. Even as a kid, I was like, I would get this nigga.
Yep.
Because they came out in like the little bush skirts and they were painted in like bronze or blackface or some shit like
but
that.
But these niggas just pop out of nowhere. Yeah.
Figuring shit out part, I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Like, that shit looked mad fun.
When they had to put the statue together.
And the big little rock face nigga that talk.
Yeah.
Big ass lips.
That's Zordon. That's Zordon cousin.
Jerome.
Wow.
We should to make more money here, we should do like an escape room studio edition.
All right, bet. It's going to be the easiest one ever.
There's the door.
You walk out the front door.
Yeah.
James is the door.
But then the cops are on the other side, and then you go back in, and you're just like, damn.
You open the door, Chris Hansen comes in.
Have a seat.
Now, how do you guys escape that one, huh? So
you were tweeting about some fine girls on TikTok.
Hey, yo. Like,
we know they're all only 15.
Oh, shit.
Sit down.
What are you doing on TikTok?
Wow.
Oh, man.
But it's, speaking of escape the room, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a good segue. I'm really proud of this.
Sure, you so I don't know where it's going, I hope I'm proud of you too.
Yeah, speaking of escape rooms and shit like that, Tinder is planning on adding a panic button and anti-catfishing tech to their app.
Good.
How does the panic button work? The other thing is just like, cool. Do that.
Yeah, I don't...
How's the panic button work?
Before I
want more on that.
Yeah, before I even read it, I just had my own idea of how it would work.
Okay.
It's like you're on this Tinder date, you open up the app, it's not going well, and you hit a panic button, and then like someone from like customer service comes.
It's Chris Hansen.
Yo, my Chad. Man, she not rocking with you. We're also deleting your account.
Yeah.
It's Jamal and Rosie.
We called the cops.
Oh, Jamal and Rosie. Perfect.
Yeah. I like that. Because like, if it's a panic button, like, oh, this dude's crazy and he's trying to like sexually assault me or something like that. A better panic button is 911.
Yeah.
That's what I would start.
I would start there rather than opening up an app, waiting for it to load.
I gotta log in.
Hitting the panic button on this specific guy, waiting for them to call the cops for you, asking you where you are.
And then you realize you ain't got no more data, so the shit is taking mad long. Or the restaurant got shitty Wi-Fi. Oof.
Next thing, but you like, you know, you could have just been like 911. There's a fucking cop car sitting outside, but you know.
All right.
Tinder panic button.
So it says the new functions will include emergency assistance, location tracking, and photo verification. So now not only do I have to hit the panic button, but I have to verify that I'm me.
Yeah.
That's really me before the cops decide to come help
and
me.
I have to, and I have to allow y'all to find out where I am at all times.
Help!
I think the photo thing is...
Help! Prove it.
No. It's more fun this way, Lewis.
You know what? It's good. It's
don't make it make sense. Probably. We know what it's for.
I'm sorry.
So Tinder will offer the features first in the U.S. from 28 January. This is from BBC, so they put the date before their thing, before the month. But didn't say when it would be available globally. So fuck y'all. Parent company Match Group will also own Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, and Hinge. Aims to roll out the tiny features. Blah, 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 blah. Who gives a fuck? Okay, so Noonlight.
Wow. Those niggas own their competition.
Yeah.
I always thought they were like just, you know, competing companies.
Nah.
But Nas, a parent company, just owns all that shit. So, yeah.
Like Viacom, but for dating.
Viacom for dating.
Yeah. So Match Group had invested in some company named Noonlight, which provides the online emergency response service and personal safety products that Tinder will use. The technology will enable users to alert emergency services and transmit highly accurate location data.
Highly accurate.
Highly accurate, which is very important.
Yep.
Because as an Uber Eats nigga, I will say that fucking map shit that they have me use it is not accurate at all. Nigga, I almost ended up in a ditch the other day, but that's for later.
You're delivering somewhere in LIC.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about Queensbridge like that.
Wow.
So before meeting someone, users will be able to save information about the person and when the date is taking place.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like you have some paperwork to do before you go on this date.
Okay.
Sign here for anal. And if they then hit the panic button, emergency services will be alerted with the details along with accurate location data.
Ooh.
So what if you like your phone is in your pocket and you accidentally just roll over on the shit while you're
fucking? They coming to get you.
And then the police bust through the door mid-fuck.
Fuck.
Sir, stop ball pacing that young lady.
Spread your cheeks and lick your sack. Yo.
Nigga turns around and is like, I'm already there, papa. Prepare for pro.
Why you gonna be Spanish?
My leg.
Niggas ankles in the air.
The app's new photo verification feature will help users avoid so-called catfishing when someone uses a fake identity online. It will employ human-assisted artificial intelligence. Mm. This is going to go terribly
show
wrong.
You AI.
Robots going to kill us.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is it a robot or human?
I've never been catfished.
It's half.
To check that profile pictures uploaded to app with users asked to verify their identity by taking several real-time selfies. I don't got time for that shit.
I don't want
to
do all that.
Nigga, you got to prove it's you, nigga.
I'm just not going to.
Well, you don't got to worry about it.
Niggas are making online dating unfun now.
This is what.
Not that it's a problem.
No, they're trying to make it
safe. Damn, this nigga said unfun.
Yeah,
like all that danger shit. Got the plug nigga. Going.
Like that's part of it.
The Russian roulette of life.
The Russian roulette.
Am I going to die today? Who knows? That shit was great.
Let's go to get these kebabs and find out.
You know what I mean? This nigga off the PR team.
Next thing you know, you get stabbed up with a kebab and you get robbed by three Mexican uncles. It's crazy.
Oh,
life is cool, man.
It's love.
I don't want to hear about his day.
Shorty's just standing there like, got you, nigga.
Oh.
Wherever the coño.
Better coño.
Yeah, if she's white, that's a very dangerous comment.
What?
He said
she's white with Mexican nigga. Uncle. Oh. Yeah.
She's adopted. Hey, man. Everybody,
you know what?
Wait, hold on.
She got that shit in her bio. I probably am swiping right, so it's possible.
Could you imagine the dynamic of a white girl being adopted by Mexican?
Yo, nah, this is a sitcom. Some, like, wild alt-right Trump-supporting bitch gets adopted by three Mexican dudes.
You're welcome. That's a great show.
Yo. Someone call George Lopez. I have an idea.
Yo.
And Fluffy.
And yo, I was about to say. And George Lopez and Fluffy are definitely two. George Lopez, Fluffy, and Danny Trejo.
What Christian Stewart?
Yo.
Oh, no, Christian Bell. Christian Bell.
Oh, wow.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yo, that would be amazing.
This is a wild show, and I love it. I want it.
I want it.
Oh, my
whatever
God.
Streaming service that's on.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Maduro's.
Maduro Plus.
Maduro Plus.
So, I'm trying to think of a funny name or anything. I think of my Duro, yo, I can't say that.
Yeah. Wait, what did he say?
He said, "I'll show you my Duro Plus."
No, you, sir,
sir,
sir.
Keep your my Duro to yourself. Sir.
Do we still use Disney Plus?
I still got it.
That's not the question.
I'm holding on to it until the Marvel shows come. Okay. If the Marvel shows come,
no, they're coming. They're coming.
They're coming. I don't know if they're coming, bro.
2021.
2021.
Yeah, basically. Nah, my girl, she was like, oh, the other day she texted me. She was like, oh, I'm about to cancel Disney Plus. And I was like, oh, I'm watching it. Because I knew if she canceled it, that means I'm going to have to get it. Because I'm going to need it for the fucking Disney, the Marvel shows that are coming.
Realistically, though, you can stream all that shit for free online. Yeah. It's just at lower quality.
Listen, I'm trying to keep this shit going so I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm right there with you. So now, pay for that shit.
So now, at least... at least twice a week, I find myself watching like an episode of Smart Guy and shit like that for the eighth time.
Hey, go Chris. Go Chris. Smart Guy. Go Chris.
That's
all right. That nigga tired now.
Yeah, that was. Nah, Smart Guy was a good ass show because it actually showed that the mama was gone and the daddy was around.
Daddy.
The daddy. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to the dads.
Yeah. But I think she died. I don't think she like ran away.
Yeah, she definitely
she died.
Yeah. They didn't do like, oh, she strung out on crack or. Whoa.
What show was like that? There was a show that was like that when
the mom was on
The Wire.
Wow. No, it was like a sitcom.
Power.
Your mom was a crackhead.
The Proud Family.
Whoa. If we had a problematic light, I would have been hit. I know
they did that shit on Good Times. Like she's on crack, JJ. She's smoking dope.
Penny. Wow. Now who was it? No, what was Penny's thing? Oh, someone burnt her with like the iron.
With the iron, yeah. I don't remember who was smoking dope, but I definitely remember somebody was smoking dope.
Sometimes you gotta smoke dope when you're like.
And Boss was just like really insensitive about it. Really insensitive about it. Just like she's smoking dope, nigga. Bitch whacked out.
It wasn't Winona. Willona.
Ryder?
No.
I don't know. Hey, oh, listen.
I know what I was thinking.
Winona Ryder.
I was thinking of Flash. With Joe West, his mom.
Oh yeah. Mom Dukes was definitely on the pipe or something.
Yeah, something, right?
She was on Sprinkles.
Word? Wait,
yeah.
The Flash?
I remember this.
CW Flash.
Yeah. Iris's mom left.
Oh,
she was an addict.
Yes. Oh,
I was thinking of.
I thought you meant Joe's mama. I'm like, Joe's mama, and I'm just thinking of Big Mama's house, but on crack. And I went down this whole thing in my head. I'm sorry.
Hey, anyway, that was a quick rabbit hole you went down.
Hey, man, listen. I guess down the rabbit hole.
That's what we know.
Huh?
Anyone on Flash ever been in any other show?
Yeah.
I mean, not prior. I mean, like, afterwards. Or, I know they're not contractually, like, tied to Flash forever and they can't do anything else.
Yeah, Joe.
I know Candace Patton's done other things outside of Flash.
Like Ball Piece J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Joe left to do Broadway.
Can you blame him?
Do you think?
Wally West left to go to Legends of Tomorrow and then back to Broadway, a Broadway show.
All right, I was going to say, like, going to another CW show does not count.
Okay.
I can't remember seeing them in anything.
It's the same shit.
It was Tom Cavanaugh, no, because he just gets to play a different version of him every season,
yeah,
which is awesome. And who else is on that show? Grant Gustin. I don't think he's done anything. Who else is on that show? I can't think of it right now. Not any of the main characters, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. But
because I often wonder, like, when it comes to TV actors, especially TV actors that, like, do one show for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
like, what happens to their career. A lot of them do end up just going to do theater afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, they're good at it.
I don't know why. What is it up with theater? Like, is that
it's the same grind. You get the weekly, you're doing the same thing weekly. Or
yeah, but what if you wake up that day before the show, you got, like, the shits?
They have backups.
You just got to perform with the shits?
You have understudies.
Yeah, understudies.
I guess that's what it's called. I guess it also depends.
At least two understudies. Yeah.
Doth
shit by thy mother's window.
I feel like it depends on if they get typecast.
Everyone's like, that's
what
not
play
a
is
script.
That?
My man just runs off like you.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a cloud of ass gas behind them. Yo, Flash on Broadway is different.
Yeah, it is. Show YouTube too.
Superman definitely don't want to do that race around the world.
Nah, you don't want to do that shit.
That's actually a really good thing. I wanted to talk about comics real quick. Didn't read Superman? What was it Up in the Sky?
No, I didn't read that at
all.
Because
it was Tom King, but it was John Romita Jr., I think.
Yeah, I hate John Romita Jr.
There's just one issue.
I love Tom King so much, but
you only have to read one issue.
Matter of fact, think about that. I hate John Romita Jr. so much, I didn't read something written by Tom King. I've read everything that man has ever written, books included.
Tell him how you really feel.
Cliff Chang is not that great of an artist.
Yo, you always do that, and I didn't ask that question.
Get off my nigga Cliff.
Like, that shit don't really have anything to do with what we're talking about, nigga. You really just like sending shots at that man because he uses dark outlines.
Let Mr. Chang
know.
No,
he uses thick outlines.
Yes.
Outlines should not be that thick. The nigga fucking uses thick ass outlines, and then they get like.
That's the man's style.
But then they get like the colorist, which is just the person who colors the thing, not like. Someone who's like, hey, nigger.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yo.
That got dark.
Yeah. I was sitting here just like, nigga, that didn't need to be explained.
No, yes, like, it did.
Apparently it did.
They use, like, and it's just on this one book. They use very soft colors. So, like, the thick lines eats up the colors, and it just makes the characters look very Yeah.
Fam. He has a style all his own. You gotta respect that.
No,
as
I don't.
An artist.
No, I don't.
Don't tell Chris what to do.
Yeah, like the fuck? I hate when people say that. Just because you have a style all your own doesn't mean I have to like it or respect it.
You don't have to like it.
You have that with
you
music.
You gotta be like, I always respect when someone does their own thing.
Yeah, but then you.
Do you?
We had a whole. But then vocally, he'll like be like, yeah. He'll be like, oh, that
but
shit's trash.
But I respect
trash.
That the nigga has his own thing. I don't have to like the
what's
thing.
What's the difference? What's the difference in...
Huh?
Wait, what? Pardon?
What happened?
Nigga.
Nasty, sir.
Espérate, coño. What's the difference between, liking it and respecting it?
Respecting is like, oh, I see that you're doing that. I appreciate the fact that you do your own thing.
Right.
I do not like the thing you do, but I appreciate the fact that you're trying to do something different from everyone else.
You know what? You're full of shit. Because when because when he does that, he be like, yo, that shit's fucking trash. I fucking hate it, blah, 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 but I respect it. So he goes on the whole thing of saying negative things of how he hates it and how much he hates
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I do it in reverse. Be like, yo, I respect it, but that shit garbage because
of
this and this.
So what the fuck is the difference?
But it's different.
No, I kind of get what Marcel's saying.
But
nigga just don't want me to make sense, even though I make sense.
No, what I'm saying is.
Everyone here looking at you like, nah, we get it.
No, I get why he's saying that too.
It's still
but,
like offensive, is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that. It's not. I'm just saying I respect when people do their own thing.
I just
might not like it.
It's like it's the relationship me and Big Sean have.
I never knew you had a thing about Big Sean. That's a weird segue to bring up.
You and Big Sean are together?
I'm all right with that. All right,
but we gonna bring that up. We gonna bring up your quarrels with Big Sean right after. Your quarrels.
Oh, I was gonna say my cornhole. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, but it's the same shit. Anyway, the point is, Cliff Chang, I'm not the biggest fan of Cliff Chang. I think the shit just sucks. He can make all the money he wants. He probably make more money.
Cliff Chang, we were talking about Superman Up in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Get off my nigga Cliff Chang's back. Nigga.
Wait, Cliff Chang did Archie covers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't buy those covers.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
Archie always got like 17 covers for everything.
He
does. It's like, I like Veronica as much as the next nigga, but like,
expensive.
Calm down.
You know how they do. Crossovers like Archie versus Predator and all
oftentimes,
that stuff.
Like their best shit.
Like they're doing the second one. I got halfway through the first one. I stopped after they killed Moose because I took that to heart because I fuck with Moose.
Really?
But I love Moose.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
All right.
But not a bigger dick than
Moose.
Not a bigger dick than Reggie.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But everyone hates Reggie.
Reggie's a fucking cunt.
I haven't seen Jughead in anything in a minute.
Oh, he just did Time Police.
I've only been what?
Jughead Time Police?
It's, I'm gonna read that.
It's so amazing.
That sounds cool. Have you been reading Vampironica?
I was just I was gonna say I need Archie
and Vampironica to, you know, do a little crossover. I'm buying those covers.
There's a the Jughead shit where he's a werewolf. They have crossover.
I got up to issue 11 and then I had to cut back and those were one of the things. I got to go back to that because it was a really good
I don't pay for Vampironica as much as I do like it. I buy so many comics, I just can't.
That's so much titties to have in a thing.
I can't pay for the shit.
But anyway, Superman Up in the Sky, I think it's number 3. It's really good. Just read that issue online. All
right.
Because it's Superman and Flash going around.
I'll probably read the whole shit. It's only like, what, like 5 issues?
Six.
I think? Six?
Yeah.
But I could deal with John Romita Jr. for 6 3
is a super.
But nigga, Far Sector, son?
Yo.
Oh, man. I just read issue 2 on Friday.
I just read 3 last night.
Yeah, I saw you posted it. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to get to that shit. I fucking love that shit. That dude's art, man.
Yeah, Jamal Campbell is one of my favorite artists. Top 5. Yeah,
looking at it, I'm just like, does he draw this? Does he do it? Like, I don't understand his process. And I would really like to know, like, how do you make comics look like this?
Follow him. I listened to the Blurred Girl podcast.
Okay.
And it's done by this black woman. She's also a journalist for sci-fi.
Hey, black woman.
So she's fucking awesome. She follows me. I follow her. I love her podcast. They're short. They're probably like 40 minutes. And she does like phone interviews with like different people. Like she did one with Orlando Jones after he got fired from American Gods.
What did he get fired for?
Basically, there was a new showrunner that says we don't need Mr. Nancy anymore. He didn't like the way Mr. Nancy.
Mr. Nancy was too real for him.
Yeah, basically. Gotcha. Long story, he was too real. Yeah. It was a white guy, and he was like, I can motivate black people better than you. It was that.
Okay.
So the nigga got lost.
Mr. Nancy was every black person's favorite part of that entire show.
It was the greatest fucking part. Yeah. So she did that. She did one with N.K. Jensen and Jamal Campbell on the phone, and he kind of goes through how he came up with the process of creating these new races.
Okay.
Because basically the comic is about, it's a Green Lantern book that but this Green Lantern is on like the outer skirts of the universe. Mm.
Okay, and the ghetto.
Not the ghetto. It's in like this.
It kind of looks like the ghetto of the universe.
Because
it's not too far off from us.
Yeah.
And all them other niggas is doing like in regular Hal Jordan shit. They on some next shit. Yeah.
But
these niggas look like, you know, we a little bit above what Earth is doing currently.
So there is a
for the vampiric plant people.
She's assigned to this one sector. Her name is Sojourner, not Sojourner Truth. Sojourner, what's her last name?
I don't remember her last
Sojourner
name.
Sojourner Joe?
I just know her first name is Sojourner, and I really
forgot her
like
last
that.
Name. But
also really like her haircut.
And her glasses.
Because it's a black haircut.
It's basically just Janelle Monáe as Green Lantern. Okay, that's all it is.
Dude,
right, picture
I'm here
that.
For this.
Fam, I didn't, yeah.
Janelle.
Yeah.
So,
I'm here for this.
Yeah. Anyone ever plays her, like she's got the first ballot vote.
This Green Lantern is thick. Okay.
Her hips is all over the place, and I'm just like.
The whole sector.
She's drawn like a black woman. It's amazing.
The whole sector.
I'm a pig, whatever. Really loves Sojourner. So she's in charge of this sector where they kind of outlawed emotions because there are these three races that when they were left to themselves, they were so like violent and ravaged.
Oh, is her here?
Yep, that's her. Yeah.
Sojourner, Mool. I'm not going to try.
Oh, yeah. Mullen. Some like Mullen. French shit.
Sojourner, Mooli?
No.
Mooyang?
Okay.
Mullen.
Yeah. I think it's
Mullen.
You said it.
It's Mullen.
Mullen?
Mullane?
Yeah. And they call her Lantern Mullen. Or Lantern Mullane or whatever the fuck it is.
Thing is, though, her
Tiana Taylor could play her.
Does it? I mean, if she gets that haircut, I guess. I wouldn't be against it.
They got black barbers in that sector.
Yo, she definitely does have to have a space barber.
She goes to Angel.
She goes to whoever does Jason Derulo's lineup.
Oh, wow.
She goes to Angel and be like, yo, small world. Small galaxy.
Small
like,
sector.
Nigga, you are in a whole different planet.
So basically, these races were like very violent and blah, blah, blah. So they decided to start taking like these emotion oppressors.
So the ghetto. Just Spanish and black niggas.
Yeah, basically.
We all suppress our emotions.
That's kind of like the underlayer of it. And she's supposed to be the peacekeeper. But there has
been... Social worker.
he's nailing. I can't say he's wrong. So,
it's like you want to tell him to stop, but he's knocking out the park.
He's good.
Knocking out the park, Lou.
Now you got to stop.
I missed that one. My bad.
Don't bring Slick Rick into this.
Two for three.
So now there's been a murder. The first murder in 500 years or some shit like that. And she's trying to figure it out, blah, blah, blah. So it's like a mystery emotion thing.
But it's like the cool thing about Green Lantern to me is just like
emotions.
Green Lantern is always like, yo, this nigga is just a cop.
Okay.
But he's a cop in space and he's got like this wild ring. But really, every time they write it, it's just, he's a cop. So this one is just like she's a cop, but a detective. And it's written like just a regular fucking detective book.
Okay, that's good.
She just happens to be a Green Lantern. I'm just like, I like when people just stick to what Green Lantern is.
So now why I think this story is interesting.
And also she's black, so yeah, bonus points.
Because where I think this is going is not only that, she has memories, obviously, of when she was on Earth and how things were done on Earth, blah, blah, blah. So now, as a black woman, she kind of has to take these different species and kind of, because there's a whole bunch of like civil war, blah, blah, blah stuff going on. And issue 3 is out now and I think it's supposed to be 10. I think she's going to have to kind of like teach these people to come to terms and understand their emotions and shit like that. Yeah. I think it's kind of going down there while being the only one of her kind in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
But it's super
really
good.
Fucking dope. I need to get that first issue signed.
There was that. And the only other thing I want to talk about comics before I get off of this is, are you reading Batman now? Now that the whole Bane thing is over?
Nah, I stopped.
You stopped?
Because like I started going down the list and
you got cut.
I was like, all right, I'm going to cut Batman. Cause
James?
I read every issue of Batman for like a fucking, for like 2 years straight. Yeah. I'm kind of over the nigga for a little bit.
You're only going because Tom King is gone.
Yeah, but that was a good enough reason for me to just be like, all right, I don't need it anymore.
So now what they're doing in this one is, in the last couple issues, Bane kills Alfred, snaps his fucking neck, his
damn
neck, breaks. And I think, and I'm like, oh,
Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred's dead. But it kind of makes sense because it's like, after a while, Alfred has been 96 since 1939. Yeah, like he's just been...
Now he's ancient.
Yeah, old for
but
a very long time.
But in comic book years, he's aged like 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now he's like dead. And now who's... I think what they're doing is there's a transition where now it's like Lucius Fox is his new Alfred. And it's like, oh, Black Alfred. Because that's all Lucius Alfred, Fox has
Fred
ever been to
Fred
me.
Fred, I could have just brought in Jeffrey.
I'd bring in Jeffrey. Bringing a sassy butler.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no. Me and Jeffrey would have had to throw
Jeffrey
hands.
Jeffrey is Batman's butler.
Sarcastic.
That's
hilarious.
I think like...
Like, Master Bruce.
Now I want to see Will Smith as Batman.
Bruce would have asked the nigga for a sandwich to make him a sandwich, and he put a piece of bread on his head and said, now you're a sandwich.
All the technology you have in that camera, you can't make yourself a sandwich.
There's actually
like my last butler would never do something.
There was a
your last butler's dead, nigga.
Would you like to fuck meet him?
So there's an episode of Harley Quinn where Batman is going to Damian Wayne and he's all upset and he was like, I brought you this grilled cheese. He's like, I made you this grilled cheese. And he was like, you didn't make it. Alfred made it. And Batman's like, but I made him do it. And I just thought that was the cutest shit ever. I gotta watch that shit today.
Man, that's funny.
What else I got? So what's your problems with Big Sean?
No, just
Lou hates him.
I was just comparing it to what his scenario was. Like, I respect what he does, but his music's not for me. That's all it is.
That's fucked up.
Bitch, why? I don't fuck with that's fucked up. You. Little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking. You didn't like that one?
It was cool.
What?
Wow.
What
about? It's because he doesn't have like multi-syllabic rhyme schemes like Eminem.
Nah, not a big Eminem either. Yeah, that was
a good song.
That was the sample.
Yeah, but he made the sample happen.
He made the sample happen.
Nah, he didn't. DJ Mustard made the sample happen.
Yeah, for Big Sean.
No, for whoever bought that beat.
Yeah, Big Sean. So Big Sean made it happen.
Okay.
Once the check clears, I made it happen.
All right, we see how this nigga works.
Yes.
It was Kanye's money.
Whoever paid for it.
So Kanye made it happen.
Sure.
Okay.
All comes back to Kanye. Shout out to Kanye.
Fuck Kanye.
Yeah, I'm not that big on
Praise Jesus.
I'm not that big on Eminem either.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus?
I hate you.
I'm gonna flip your whole couch over. Yeah, that whole Eminem shit. I don't give a fuck with Eminem shit. I don't even want to talk about it. It's fucking stupid. Yeah.
But he wrote a story.
Shut up.
And rap.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate
it's
people.
It's never been done before.
Shut the fuck up.
How could one do this?
How could one do this? Fucking people.
He put words together and it starts somewhere and it ends somewhere. Oh my goodness,
crazy. He's so prolific.
And it's a story told from two different perspectives. I didn't even know what was happening until the end because I don't understand how words work. I was listening to the whole song and never picked up. Like, he was speaking from two different perspectives.
I don't care if you don't like his music. You have to respect. No, I don't. I don't have to do shit.
I go back to the Big Sean argument.
Yeah, this shit. Fucking trash, son.
I don't have to like it.
Wait, I respect him. He's really good at rap.
Yeah. Have to like.
I want to listen to that.
Like,
my issue with the whole Eminem shit is that no one is saying he can't rap. Not one person is saying he can't.
If someone
rap.
Is, they're wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong. Not one. We're saying no one gives a fuck about the music he's putting out anymore. No, it's like unanimous, and it's all the people that give.
Niggas rapping over the Hello Darkness, Hello Darkness sample. I don't say, yo, come on.
The
fam.
People that give a fuck about the Big Sean album, I don't want to hear your hip-hop black culture takes from, and I just don't want to hear it. Like, if you go through down that little rabbit hole on Twitter of the people that fucking talking about the Eminem thing, not one black that I was like, oh, hey, man, I just don't give a fuck. Who cares? Just sit down somewhere.
Like, I tweeted out Friday. Every time I listen to Eminem, I just end up at Royce.
Yeah.
He's a better Eminem to me.
Yeah. Royce comes in, he raps on the shit, and I remember, like, oh, this nigga actually has two albums that I think are classics. Yeah. I can go listen to those.
Instead.
Eminem has, like, one that I think is really dope, and most of that is just nostalgia at this point.
Yeah.
Actually, he's got two.
I'll give him two.
Eminem Show and Marshall
Mathers LP. Slim Shady's LP is like right there. But
yeah, Slim Shady LP.
It's got too many songs, but I don't want to hear it. But My Fault? My Fault's my fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's a whole song about just feeding a girl too many mushrooms. It's fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Because I've done mushrooms several times. I can remember. And they're talking to a plant. Like, yeah, I've been there.
It's also like every person of, let's say, notoriety, or every person that I feel like has earned enough say into the hip hop culture and all this stuff, they're like, Eminem could rap. I'm not going back to this album. It's a great album. I like it. I'm not going back to this album.
There are joints on there where I'm just like, yo, Eminem bodied that.
You're not going back.
Probably
to
not going to listen to this ever again, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a one and done. So that's where I'm coming from. Where I was like, yo, the shit trash.
I
want
to say that story track. Being able to do that is a ridiculous skill.
One of his best tracks.
It's crazy fucking hard to write a song like that. And it's a good song.
It'll probably be one of his top 10 tracks.
But I'm also never going to listen to it ever again.
I also don't want to keep going back to a person that talks about killing his mother, rape, and dropping the F word a bunch of times. I just don't give a fuck. All right, you can rap, but you have all this other shit I don't give a fuck about.
Hey,
you know what? What new music came out that you do give a fuck about? Let's talk about that instead. Instead of talking about shit that we don't like, let's just talk about shit that we do.
Let's do that.
Like that.
Yeah.
What came out?
I really enjoyed that new Mac Miller album, even though it was depressing. It's like really chill.
I love it.
That reminds
Circles?
Me.
Like the whole shit is just like Mac Miller giving you a hug, telling you shit's gonna be okay. I really fucking enjoyed it.
I'm meaning to listen to that one.
I will actually listen to that again. Not that many.
I'm also
times,
not like though. I'm not one of those people that front when people die. Like, I never was really into Mac Miller at that, so I didn't run to it just because he died.
Right.
So I listen to it when I listen to it.
I only became a fan at watching movies, because with that album he proved me wrong. The whole time I was like, yo, this little kid can't rap. He sucks.
Cool.
Then, like, watching movies kept coming out. I was like, yo, you know what? These songs are pretty good. He had a joint produced by Alchemist with Action Bronson. I was like, nah, this shit's just fucking hard.
Kids is my shit. I liked his show on MTV. Schoolboy Q was on an episode. This nigga started a bike gang.
Only episode I ever saw. Love that shit.
Nigga started a bike gang, and like a bicycle gang, and then found Schoolboy Q on the corner. He was picking his fro. And he was like, hey, man, you Schoolboy Q? He was like, yeah, man. And then he was like, wow, you're so cool. He was like, hey, man, stop fooling around. Just ask me if you want me to join your bike gang. He was like, you want to join my bike gang? He was like, hell yeah, fool. He was like, yeah.
And then just ride around
and
on bicycles.
Ride around on bikes. It was great. I love that guy.
That's hilarious. I don't watch that.
Schoolboy Q, that's a nigga that niggas never talk about.
He's very
legitimately
slept on.
One of my favorite rappers of all
very
time.
He's
slept
my
on.
Favorite Crip.
I think
ooh, there's a couple Crips that I might have.
I don't want to incriminate people, you know, but I feel like you know people in real life that should be higher on that list.
No, he's dead. He's my Schoolboy Q is my favorite Crip.
I thought there were other ones.
Nope. My favorite Crip. Never mind. My favorite Crip got to be Snoop Dogg, though.
Uncle Snoop, you know, he's everybody's
favorite. Yeah, how could it not be Snoop?
It got to be your favorite Crip after Snoop.
There you go.
Snoop, yeah, is Mount Rushmore. Or
okay,
Crips,
so maybe
me.
Maybe that goes without being
said.
You know what, man?
Schoolboy
would probably be three on that list.
Schoolboy
I'm
going to
put Vince in that second spot.
Yeah, Vince might be number two, man.
I like Vince a lot.
I do, too. He would be my three. Schoolboy Q is my favorite Crip because he's just West Coast 50 Cent to me.
He really is.
Yeah, and I love Crip shit. Love the West Coast. Love 50 Cent. There you go.
Let me see. All right, so now we got to list our favorite Crips.
All right.
Does Nipsey count?
Yes.
Yeah, Nipsey does count.
Yeah.
So Nipsey might be number three.
In no order for me, it's going to be Snoop.
Yeah, because it's tough to. Yeah.
It's going to be Snoop, Nipsey, Schoolboy, Lloyd Banks, Fab.
Fab.
Fab's Crip?
Yeah.
I never heard him claim Crip.
Who else?
Damn, this is a tough one.
Vince.
Yo, I gotta throw Rowdy and Bobby in there.
Oh shit.
Ooh. Yeah. Computer. Oh, yeah. And I cannot forget about Gunna and Lil Baby.
I don't listen to music.
Gotta throw them.
They Crip too?
I didn't know that.
No, they got Crips down south?
They got Crips everywhere.
All over.
You never heard of Crip-a-Cola, nigga?
Like,
I know that, but you didn't watch the fucking
everybody.
I just feel like those niggas should have different gangs.
Yeah. There's only so many
like,
colors.
We should have different gangs, but like
we did. They died out. We had LB. We had
wow. Yeah, we had LF. We had LF. Like, y'all niggas couldn't start with a different letter.
Nah. what did LF stand for?
I think it was like Lost Fam.
Lost Family or some shit like that. Or Lost Family. And I was like, there's not one Latin in your gang.
And like, well, we rock white flags. I'm like, well, those are gonna get dirty.
Yeah.
They are.
But they look good on a 6XT though.
What was that 90s gang in New York? The Decepticons or some shit?
Decepticons?
Oh, nah, there was definitely no gang called the Decepticons.
Nah, it was a whack ass.
I refuse.
No, I think there was.
It was a whack ass. It was like Transformers or some shit. I'm dead ass.
There was L Gang.
And they all had Infinities.
L Gang's done.
You said L Gang?
Yeah.
What happened to the Latin Kings? Are they still?
Yeah, they're still around.
Oh. Yeah, like Flushing.
I guess.
Like
But
you don't really hear like much.
Nah.
I think they're all in jail.
We keep it low.
There's that other gang.
You said
that,
Hey, Lewis.
I will never say their name.
Oh, I already said it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was right. They got the Decepticons. Gangs in New York, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
There's another.
What episode was that?
That's a gang I'm definitely not going to be in.
Are you
a Brooklyn street gang acting from the 80s to the 90s?
Decepticons.
Originating as a bond of brotherhood,
nigga,
the gang soon escalated into one of the most, feared gangs, the Decepticons, yeah?
Nigga, that was the TV show on Fox Kids.
Who feared these niggas, the Autobots? That's it?
OG Bumblebee.
You better chill before they link up. They linked up again.
They had flash mob style muggings. Niggas definitely just like walked up to you on some West Side Story shit, snapping their fingers like, run your pockets, nigga. Run your pockets, sir.
Autobots.
Like, nigga.
Hey,
nah,
Marcel, man. Better relax before that mixer turn into a fucking and shoot that nigga.
Thank God I own the mixer because I'd be like, yo,
you're cool, James.
They managed to terrorize the streets of New York enough to leave their mark on them, even relevant to today's society. Nah.
Nigga, no.
Nah.
Nigga,
one of those niggas definitely wrote that Wikipedia. Nigga said, we were so relevant. Like, oh, I don't know.
Don't get it twisted. Remember when Megatron used to transform into, nigga?
Yo.
A whole gun, nigga.
Yeah. And then they said, yo, this is dumb. Let me change that.
You're right. Give him a jet.
Make that nigga a tank. Nigga became a lot of different
things.
Yeah,
he did.
Became a damn fool. What else I got on here? Is your wife or significant other allowed to have a work husband?
No, nigga. No.
All right. Checking the temperature.
Unless that nigga wanna get shot.
Who says yes to that?
I don't know, but there's like
cucks.
Yeah.
Oh god. Nah, there was this thing on
I dare you to give my girl a massage at work.
On Twitter.
See how quick I show up to that office.
On Twitter, it was like a TikTok of this girl like dancing behind like her work husband and shit like that, and him like just like pretending.
Oh
like,
yeah, I saw that
shit. And somebody retweeted it. It was like, nigga, I know a fucking work husband when I see one. And I was just thinking. I was like, yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a legit thing. I don't like it.
And I seen another.
It's cool to have friends.
Yeah, you got to have friends.
I seen another tweet that said, I'm praying for them to have sex or some shit like that. Was it that one? It was like the black girl.
Yeah, it was the black girl and the Spanish dude.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't have no fucking work husband. I'll shoot this whole shit.
Yo, work husbands will ball piece.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, for real.
Don't give
I know for a fact Chris will show up to the job. And fight the work husband.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Yep. We're my two favorite Chris.
Wow.
And his favorite host.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, fuck that shit. Like, how dare you show my girl affection at work while
how
I'm at work?
How dare you?
How dare you?
You make her day suck, nigga.
Yeah, you fucking tell her she looked trash today, right? And so she come home.
Give her a hard time.
So
he'd be leaving notes on her desk. And
I'm going to leave a note on his desk, too. Nigga, I'm going to kill you.
This is the Decepticons.
Yeah, it's just going to be a picture of me like this.
He buys her a favorite lunch. What else do work husbands do?
Nah, if you got like a work creepy nigga that just buys you food, go ahead and take that free food.
That's not what a work husband is. Somebody you like, you fuck with, you go to lunch together.
Yeah, don't
do
go
all that shit.
You might rub his ball piece in between.
Nah, you eat alone. Shifts. You eat alone, nigga.
What if she don't want to eat alone?
She ain't got no choice.
Find some shorty at the job that you fuck with.
Well, she don't like the girls over there.
Hey,
that sounds like
you eat alone.
Yeah, you eat alone.
Who needs friends?
And it goes vice versa. Like, if she got tight, if I say I had a work wife and shit like that, I can't even say that out loud without.
It sounds wild, right?
Yeah.
So working overtime or on a project, is that called work sex?
James, get out.
You might end up with a whole work family.
That's your second family?
Yeah. 9 to 5. We just keep it satisfied through the weekday.
Sing it, Lewis.
I just did.
I
want to keep going.
Been there, done that, man. We wanted more.
That's what she said.
All right.
Give me more. Yo, I was bumping
Britney
that shit.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
By the way, free Britney Spears, man.
She's in jail.
Nah, she's like, she's under like some strict. She's basically fighting out of, I think they call it conservationship or some shit like that, where she can't release music, she can't see her kids, she can't do nothing.
Because she tries to self-harm. She's you remember 07 Britney and stuff like that? She has like some, I think it's bipolar schizophrenia, something like that.
Tell Virgil Wright Brit on my Brit.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry to find that article.
Wow.
Double entendre. But yeah, she has like something going on, especially after her father passed or fell ill, stuff like that. She had like a really down.
Well, yeah, they were saying she's not that stable.
Yeah, so I get it.
I feel like we need a Britney Spears.
They said she did.
Oh, really? Get one. They're definitely gonna.
Let me see if I can find one. I was
like, she was popping when she was. Oh, when did she come out on the scene? Like 15.
She was like 15,
and she was doing that Hit Me Baby One More
Time. She was 15 in that.
Yeah,
nah.
She was 15.
In the Hit Me One More Time, I think she was 16.
But still, it was way.
Yeah, it was. Like, yeah,
it was. Provocative for a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
But I was like 11, so I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, it's cool for us.
Yeah.
It was grown-ass men watching that video.
Trying to ball piece of TV off that.
Yeah. The fat back TV?
Yeah.
Try to fuck the fat back?
You gotta fat back.
You gotta fuck the fat back sometime.
That fat back was sick.
It's just Lewis.
In the antenna circle.
Grabbing the back of the TV and just rubbing his dick against the screen static. Ooh. And you just hear that static cling on his pubes.
He's a lion.
Shit sound like Velcro.
Shit look like a slug went across it. Ooh.
All right. Throw that whole TV out.
I'm trying to
throw the whole Lou away.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been should have done that.
Wow, look at y'all.
Damn, what else I got on here?
What else you got on there, son?
Okay. All right. There's absolutely no regular segue into this at all. But
I fucking knew.
I got super high the other day, and you ever just thought about how you wash your balls and your ass? There's
you never thought about it?
Not like you just stand up like regular stance and just wash, or you gotta like put one leg up on like the side of the tub and it's like so you can get in there the crevices. There's either that.
I hit the one leg.
You got to hit the one. Because other than
squat
that.
Squat a little bit.
See, you got to. Okay. I was about to say, you got to hit the little Korean smoker. You know how they squat down and smoke a cigarette? You got to get in there, right?
If you're naming your ball piece washing maneuvers, you got to hit the Korean smoker.
That's what you call it?
Talking about, nigga. I just lift the leg up and watch my ball.
that's called ball chomp, nigga.
Squat and I keep moving.
Yo, but that shit is kind of dangerous, though. When you think about it, you get your little fucking soap. On the bottom of the tub.
Yep.
And now you're a little less stable.
Ooh. Yeah, no,
that's your final destination.
You don't have like the little mat in your tub?
No, I don't.
Nah, you only get that when my grandfather comes.
Nah, I got one of those.
Because he went through the shower door one time. Whoa. Whoa. I wasn't expecting, like, uniform laughing at my granddaddy.
Yo, wait. But for the record, we tried to hold it back.
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
That bitch was funny as a motherfucker.
I imagine this old Guyanese man pulling through the door.
Naked. Now, hey,
oh, my God.
Let's get off the floor.
Laying on the floor just like that. Nigga just like, oh, my God.
Hey, my granddaddy shoots shit at everybody.
Thinking to himself, is this it for me? Is this how it ends?
My granddaddy, Florida man.
I gotta die naked.
Why did I think of Chris just being old and just, oh no!
I can see that happening to Chris in 50 years.
My ball piece.
No. So
last time we tried a Korean smoker.
So what happened was we had these two glass shower doors. And my grandfather, this was like 2014, 2012, some shit like that. He was in the shower.
Oh.
And the door was locked. And all you hear is.
So, shout out to Cruz's granddad.
He didn't go.
He's still alive, so I'm laughing at this shit as much as possible.
He didn't go through the door. It kind of like shattered within itself. I don't know how. The way the door was built,
right?
I guess the handle.
Did your mom build the door?
Was on the wrong side. Was it on the wrong side?
No, we bought the door. It was a door that we bought from like a company.
Yeah,
like,
was it on
that,
the wrong
that
side?
Didn't ask a good question.
I don't know, but the two doors shattered within itself, so there's shattered glass everywhere, all throughout the bathroom.
Bruh.
That's wild.
And all it really did was cut up his legs and shit like that, because obviously. And then I had to go to the door. I'm like, yo, Fuff, you good? He's like, nah. I was like, what happened? He was like, the door shattered. I was like, can you make it to the door? He was like, nah. And I was like, I don't know how to help you, sir. Like, the door's locked, you're naked, and the shattered glass is everywhere.
What you want me to do?
Yeah.
What you want to do about this, man?
Yeah. And I feel like if I bust the door down, I'm going to get in trouble for buzzing down the door. So I'm really at a stalemate here. But
I'm going to go back to 2K now.
Yeah.
So like, yo, watch your step.
Yeah. Now, I was on Skype with one of my friends in Philly. And then I was just like, I got to go now. And she was like, what happened? I was like, my bathroom door shattered and my grandfather was locked in the bath. I don't know. Like it was weird.
Nigga was almost dying in the bathroom. Nephew over here Skype masturbating.
My man was definitely getting the lube all over the ball piece.
Yeah, he was.
But anyway,
he was hitting the Korean stroker.
Now one time I almost died in my bathroom. Because like the
one time?
Yeah, just one time.
Oh.
Okay. I looked in the mirror and I said Candyman 3. No,
because them shits be about to take you out sometimes.
So. The bathtub, the floor was slippery because somebody got this, like, I don't know, some fucking
oil.
Somebody put Pond Marlowe on the floor?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they did. So, like, sometimes I just.
You're waxing the bathtub.
My bathroom is set up is that the towel cabinet is right next to the shower.
Yeah.
So you could just reach around, and grab a thing. So that's what I did, like, as I've always done. And I slipped on the one soapy spot of the thing, and I fell. My neck hit the sink.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was
we almost lost Chris.
Yeah, and I was like, this was like 2 weeks before Lewis hit me up about the podcast.
Oh
this is recent.
That was 2 years ago. We
I was thinking this was when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. No. I was definitely like mid-20s.
Okay. Jeez
Louise. And I go tell my parents, and they didn't like even react. And I was like,
they're like, you still alive.
Yeah,
you
standing. Like, yeah, they're like, what do you want us to do about it? You're alive. And I was like, yo, fuck y'all. I didn't break.
You know what I'm saying? If they would have actually rebuilt the sink, I would have been mad.
Oh,
like, nigga, I almost died.
Yeah, I remember one time I went through the banister. That was like one of the worst.
Really? That's the one story you want to bring up? Not the time you were on fire or
no.
The fire was on you?
The fire was definitely on
you. The whole car was on you.
Yeah. that time you went to Hades? Not Haiti, Hades.
I went to Hades before. Been there, done that.
Got the T-shirt.
Multiple Hades.
So came back. This shit's whack.
How'd you get through the banister?
I slipped down the stairs and went through it.
You slipped down the stairs but went sideways?
Yeah.
That sounds like a James thing.
That shit hurt.
Is that how physics?
I bet it did.
Is that how physics work?
It was only for James.
Yeah, you know James got different physics.
Like how you go down on a slant but then go whoop?
Went right through that shit.
You know how video games got the ragdoll physics?
Yeah,
that's how James lives his life.
Yeah, you ever see like the ragdoll simulator where you could just like toss a nigga around? That's his life. Just getting tossed around by gravity.
That is. Or life.
not much happened to me in the bathroom except for the ghost. That's about it.
Thing happened to me in the bathroom.
Oh, the ghost. Yeah, I slipped in the bathroom before. Yo, like you said, yo, that tub is mad slippery if you don't have like the little grip shits on the floor. Man.
But that makes the bathtub look so tacky.
It does.
It does. But it stops you from busting your ass.
Because I thought the same thing too, and I'm like, yo, let me take these shits off. These shits look crazy. And then I was like,
right through the banister.
Also, I have my shower curtain going across the whole shit, so you never even see that.
You ever pulled the whole shower curtain down before?
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that.
Like in the
one time where I didn't have the mat, I slipped a little bit and I grabbed the shower curtain, make that whole shit down. I was still standing though. I just needed that like quick 2 seconds to regain my balance. I looked up, said, "You almost had me, nigga." Yo, not today.
Marcel trying to rebalance himself naked is like a very.
The nigga try to do the Mimi Foss when she was hanging from the fucking shower rod.
That was a strong shower rod.
Try to hit reverse missionary on the shower
rod.
Wow.
Shower rod.
That's crazy.
That's rough out here.
Damn, I got some things all written on this list. I don't know why I wrote down. I was like, yo, why are women so fake? And I was like, what happened to you?
That's all you put?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did Marcia tell you at that time?
I don't know. I was like, what the fuck?
She was like, I don't actually like that design. He was like, what?
Why are women so fake?
You mean like fake with other girls? Like,
yeah. It was
like, oh, what's up, bitch?
And then they'd be like, oh, I hate that.
It was honestly something I saw on social media, though. But I can't remember the exact thing to explain it. But
let's get into it.
All right.
I feel like guy friend groups are way more
stable.
And yeah, because we shit on each other.
Yeah, and accept it. Yeah. If a female group starts shitting on each other, that's mad. Like,
you ever look at the difference? Like, we sit here every day and we just like shit on each other nonstop.
That's a whole podcast.
But y'all are really like my favorite niggas on the entire planet.
Hey,
thank you, man.
But like, women's like their best friends are just like people they don't actually like.
Maybe
y'all
girl.
Would like each other a little bit more if y'all talked about the shit that you don't like about each other every now and then.
In front of each other.
Yeah.
In front of each other instead of like being mad passive aggressive.
Right. Because we're aware, like, oh, all right. This nigga actually gets me tight sometimes.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. But like, it's cool.
And he loves it.
Yeah. And it's not a big deal. He's aware.
Yeah.
We have an understanding. The end.
You raise my blood pressure. I raise yours.
Yeah. We're trying to get each other even.
All right, cool.
Nah. I don't. The only way I could say it, and it's not a nice way at all, is I think girls are just pussy. I think they just they don't say what they want to say when they have to say it, and they just hold on to it, and then personalize it and get mad passive about a lot of the shit that they feel.
And then it just like festers and becomes a bigger thing than it actually needs to be.
Yeah. And it's like, why don't you just say something about it? Because it's like, you ever try to have a conversation? But like, say your girl or one of like your homegirls or something like that has a problem with anything. And the first thing they say is, yo, can you believe that they did that? And I'm like, yeah, I could believe that they did that because of the way you said such and such and such and such.
And it happened.
And anytime you bring up a good point, I notice with a lot of women, I'm not going to say all, a lot of them is that they shift to another point instead of acknowledging.
It's always bad when you point out like where they were at fault somewhere in this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, in any situation where there's a dispute between two individuals, both of y'all are wrong.
Exactly.
It's just like there's usually, well, not always, but there's
majority of the
more
time.
Often than not, there's a point where like you did something that was kind
of
fucked up, maybe in retaliation to whatever they did that was fucked up. But like, oh yeah, you fucked up here. It's like, oh, whoa, that's the worst thing you can say.
All right, so I'll say this. When I say women are so fake, I'll use the example of, why don't women ever use the block button on their fucking phone?
They don't like
but it. But fucking complain about how a nigga's annoying, this, that, or this person's annoying. So block them.
Yeah. I never understand why you have to block them. Just tell them, yo, I don't fuck with you.
Or if you don't
talk to me no more.
There are some niggas out there that be like, just won't
block. Yeah. No. Niggas is nuts. Just block them.
Like, there's women out there that'll give their number out like nothing. Like, sometimes.
Bad move.
Sometimes. And I can't really speak to this. They're like, oh, because I just did it to get him to go away. I've heard that answer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, all right, maybe it's a thing where it's like, hey, you don't want to tell him no because he's going to come back and do like something like that. So it's like, hey, if you could do that and get him to go, I don't know why you don't just give him a fake number or I don't know.
Give him your IG and then block him.
Or if you give him the number and he's being annoying, block him. But then those same women I will hear saying that they're bored. Oh, he's a free meal. he's this, that, or I'm bored at home.
So when you start getting into shit like that,
then that's your fault.
And then like shit starts going left. It's just like, well, you left the window open for it to go left.
Knowing you didn't even want to give him your number in the first place.
Like, just don't fuck with the niggas you don't want to fuck with.
There's no,
it's not that hard.
Block.
Like, you can do it in a manner where they never know that they're niggas you didn't want to fuck with.
Never go back. Never and I'm not saying that it's that the problem is all theirs. Like, I know niggas are nasty.
Oh, yeah,
I know
nuts.
Niggas are annoying. I know niggas are toxic. I know, like, we all know this. You know this because you're saying it. Why don't you block the number? What is it about you that lets, you still, yeah, it's like, and I hate to say that, it's like, oh, you like the attention. You like the drama. It gives you something to talk about.
That's,
but
that's
you
true.
Keep putting yourself at risk and raising your blood pressure and complaining about this one thing that's an easy fix, this block button. Hit the fucking block button.
Here's the thing about women. Like, first of all, girls don't like the nice guy. Just keep it a buck. They don't like
that's
the nice
a big
guy.
Fact.
1,000%.
But they love to complain about the other guy. So that's why they don't block him. They'll put up with the shit and complain to everybody else about it.
The nice guys be too nice sometimes, though.
That's true.
It's like,
there's a happy medium.
Yeah.
You can't be a like, dick all the time, and you can't be goody two-shoes all the time.
There's no one on this planet that's like, oh, I hate nice people. That's just not a thing.
No, well, when I say that girls don't like nice guys, they'll date a nice guy or they'll be with a nice guy, but they'll just take full advantage of him.
Yeah. That's
no. They'll, like, no, they, what happens is now, as, oh, no, damn. It would be, no, damn. Never mind. I was going to say, as the last person to get into a relationship, and I was like, I can't say that no more. It's been like 2 years. And I was like,
you've been in a relationship for mad long.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God damn. I'm not a rookie no more. Oh, man. Oh,
sorry,
man.
Chris.
We should turn to you for advice.
This is a hard-nosed vet.
Nah, nigga, you the hard-nosed vet. You just a vet.
Yeah, nigga. 17.
This nigga's a bulldog over here.
Your nose is stone, nigga.
I'm the OG.
He's like, I started this shit.
Nigga been married since we known him. He's like, yo, Chris is a hard note. Shut up, nigga.
I've never met Lewis single, ever. So
you got a whole family like, yo, this dude that's been dating this girl for 2 years, man. Like, shut up.
So,
man.
I can say that when I was single, and what I tell my single friends now, because there are, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was his insides. I was like, is he about to throw up?
Yo, I didn't know if that shit was picked up by the mic.
You didn't know that the cup that you had next to the microphone,
it wasn't that close.
To
it's
pick
not
up
that close.
Audio would pick up.
I'm like, what kind of fucking sound is myself
like an owl?
He said, whoo.
Y'all keep talking shit. He about to go home and sample that.
Mad owls on Odie's next friend.
Just put it by the mic.
Hootie hoo.
Yo, Odie's next single gonna sound nuts.
You're gonna get a cease and desist.
Saturday part two.
Sticky icky icky.
Wanna talk about extremely well written songs, nigga.
Yeah, right. Facts.
No, we don't.
Wow. That's a big fact. Shit.
I wanna get back into annoying.
Completely agree.
Nigga uses three flows on every verse and switches it at the same exact point on each verse. Come on.
Come on, son.
Okay, cool. So, like I was saying, back when...
He let me get it off, though.
Yeah, right? He did. Back when I was single, I always advise, like, my, like, single women friends who are, like... The girls who are, like, I don't want a relationship. I want to work on me, but I also want to do, like, boo-like things, which is kind of, like, contradictory. it doesn't make sense to
me.
So,
you don't know what you want. All
right. So, I always told them, I was like, yo, just have your nice little roster, right? You have your A, your B, and your C,
mm-hmm.
right? The A is, they're all interchangeable, right?
The A eats the ass, the B ball pieces, and the C courts you.
If the niggas eat ass and not ball pieces, what's he doing with his life?
That's that. Nice you didn't think I'd pull it off.
I didn't. I had no faith. But the best thing you could do is always prove me wrong. And you did it, man. So, so it's like, all right, you got the one guy that, you know.
Wait, what did you say, Marcel? Like, it just registered.
He said, if there's a nigga eating ass and not ball piecing, what's he doing with his life?
And I said, that's a nice guy.
Not eating ass.
I was just like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice guy.
I ain't never been that nice in my life.
Exactly. Because you're a real nigga.
Nigga just pull up, eat ass, and leave.
Like,
toot, toot.
Like, huh?
Eat ass and take names.
Nigga come through a box of wings, eat ass.
I came here to do two things: eat ass and take names. Like, what? That's not the saying. I said what I said. Wait,
does he do it in that order? Yeah. You don't find out shorty name until after you eat the ass? Like, yo.
Hi, I'm Caramel.
Like, nah, she was talking 2 seconds ago.
You don't
want to
eat somebody's ass named Caramel. It's not like you need Charmin.
Shout out to Caramel, Ultra. I guess.
All right, my fault, Chris.
So, I was like, you get the, you have, like, you, say you have, like, your little three roster, right? You got the guy.
Girl has three,
the girl has the little roster. Little you roster. Got the good.
Men would never have a roster.
Big disgusting. Three.
You got the guy that's good at texting, right? You have the guy that, you know, got good dick, but he ain't got nothing else going for him.
Now he broke a shit, too. Yeah. We got Foot Locker.
Yeah, but he fucked that nigga the shit out of you, right, girl? And then you got the guy that you can go out on these fancy, like, Instagram-worthy dates with, mm-hmm. right? Where you can take a picture of the fancy restaurant.
You got
restaurant.
The Range Rover?
Yeah, yeah, ooh, that guy, ooh, right? Ooh.
That nigga got bread.
Yeah.
Ooh. He definitely does coke.
So while you're working on you and you're trying to figure out
what, definitely the side chick.
What, yeah, what you.
One of.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with
it. I mean, she got a roster.
Yeah, yeah. You got a roster. He got a roster. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's one thing women got to stop doing. If every girl that I've said, oh, he got a bunch of hoes, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, you got a bunch of hoes too. Yeah. You just yeah, don't nigga, call them hoes. Yeah. So they're all interchangeable, and you kind of just put it in order against whose availability yeah. against your availability, right?
That's it.
It's the perfect system, but for some reason, they just keep getting too attached mm-hmm. to, like, one person or one thing, or get offended when the guy is doing to her what she's already doing to him, right? Mm-hmm. That's when it gets too fucked up. But it always comes back to, it's like, oh, yeah, I thought you wanted to stay single and do what you wanted to do, work on you, and then the conversation always shifts and then it goes, oh, and then he did blah blah blah, and I was like, wait, but why don't you just answer my question? Like, it's always like this weird deflection, and I know they're smarter than that. Anytime a woman deflects something, I know they know the answer.
Yes, they do.
They just don't want to say it, and that's where they're going wrong. It's like, you can't complain about something when you know how to fix it and you're just not fixing it. Then how could you expect anybody to feel sympathy for you or try to help you fix shit?
Sometimes
if you just
people
keep...
don't want to fix the problem, they just want to complain about it and then
yeah.
continue.
So the thing about,
but that's annoying when they're coming to you complaining about
the thing about
you
that
don't want the
is complaints. People know me. There's not one person on this earth that, like, I deal with that don't know me. I am very vocal about how
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Before I say, so if I tell you how I am and then you do that shit anyway, you can't get mad when I curse you out.
Yeah,
because I told you how I am, right? It's like fucking, we were at, when we were at Q Bar.
Right.
Marcy has a friend, and she's talking about the movie Queen and Slim, mm-hmm. right? And she goes, oh, did you see, she's talking to Marcy, and she's like, oh, did you see Queen and Slim yet? And she's like, no, but Chris did. And she's like, Chris, did you like it? I was like, yeah, I saw it when it first came out. It was really good. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it eventually. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, yeah. And then she goes, that's it? I was like,
yo, in what? My head, I was like, yo, this is a boring conversation. Yeah. No,
but,
niggas
what the point of this? But I was like, yeah.
Like, yo, you didn't see it. He saw it. What do you want?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah, what else do you exactly. want from me? And then she goes, I hate him so much. Like she does that. Like she, and she, but I was like, what more did you want from me? You didn't watch the movie.
Did she want you to spoil the movie?
We can't have a discourse.
I think she did want you to spoil
it. She wanted, like, what you wanted me to talk about spoilers or whatever of a movie that you're not even hyped to see because you said you're going to watch it eventually. Yeah. You didn't say you're going to watch it right away or a thing like that. The buzz about this movie was way bigger than anything that I can give you. And if the buzz about this movie didn't get you to go see it when it first came out, what do you want me to do to sell you on it? A movie that you're saying you're
maybe
sell
you could sell it more.
I didn't want to. I said I liked it. Yeah. It was good. Go watch it for yourself.
Chris is the best salesman I know.
Huh?
You need better salesman friends.
Really?
Yeah, that's how we ended up on Dunkirk.
He sold us on the studio.
That's how I ended up on Dunkirk.
You were the real estate agent?
Very easy to sell you shit.
Wait, honestly, that's kind of how I got James on this podcast.
You sold him on the podcast and you sold
I sold him on the podcast and then Boots just fucked it all up and then we got rid of Boots and we got Marcel. So it's like, yeah. I remember when I came because the way it started was fucking, it was you, me, and Andrew. Mm-hmm. And Andrew was like, yeah, you could shoot do the podcast in my basement. He did all of 2 episodes in the basement, and then he was like, yeah,
I'm 30. I gotta get redone.
He was like, yeah, I'm 30 years old, and my parents don't want people in my basement. that's basically what it was. Because he was like, oh, yeah, they're remodeling the bathroom downstairs. And it's a half bath. Ain't shit in there but the toilet and the sink.
And also, we did the podcast like at 8 o'clock at night.
Way after business hours and shit like that. I was like, yo, how long is that going to take? Knowing that it takes like a week to do it. Because I know niggas that are in construction.
3 months.
Yeah. And he was like, yo, man, I don't know, but I'll let you know. He never let me know. So knowing that I couldn't count on Andrew, and we just promoted this podcast that we're saying we're doing, and we released 2 episodes, and now we're just going to disappear. Nah, after I spent $100-something, I think we each spent like $100-something on equipment and shit like that.
Yeah.
The 3 of us. And
I didn't do that.
Yeah, I know. You kind of just took over. On. Yeah.
Shout out to Boots.
Yeah, but Boots also didn't get a refund. So.
Yeah, so, oh, well.
You got to see Marcel about that one.
Yeah.
So I
good
hit,
luck.
I hit James up, and I was like, yo, son. You ever thought about being on a podcast? Because me and James used to have jokes at Toys R Us.
My line?
yeah, I just did to you what you did to me. And then he was like, I was like, we just need a space to do it. We have all the equipment and shit like that. So he was like, yo, come through the studio, check it out. And then me and James stood up. I didn't even sit down. We were standing like right here for like 2 hours. And we did what we always did and just talked pure shit. 2 hours standing up.
Yes, we did.
And then he was like, he was in. And now we're here.
There you go.
Now we're here 81 episodes later.
So now do we thank Andrew for that?
Listen, it was between the studio or the Buick. Thank God we got the studio.
It could have been the Buick's.
Wait,
not bad.
That was an option?
Where else are we going to do it? Your house?
That's not bad.
Exactly. I know 2 dudes that used to record their podcast in that car. Like, the audio wasn't bad. They just had to go to, like, a spot that was just, like,
completely
quiet.
Secluded.
Yeah.
And or we like just drive around.
It's just a wild.
We do the driving podcast.
It's just a
podcast.
Wild scenario, just parking somewhere in the dark with a whole bunch of niggas in the car for like 3 hours.
With equipment.
Hey, 2 niggas in the... Hey, listen, 2 niggas in the front, 2 niggas in the back. That's 4 niggas rider strapping Grandpa's Cadillac.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. So I'm trying to end the podcast every week with a little would you rather. So this week, it's would you rather have the ability to put things in alphabetical order at a genius rate? Like, you don't even think about it. Like, you just fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Exactly. Or be able to speed walk 3 times as fast as you currently do without getting tired.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Alphabetize the shit.
Because you can market that, right?
Nah, really? I'm just thinking about how good it would be to organize my comments.
That's what
it's like. I'm looking at the stack by the side of my bed right now, and I'm like, yo, I got to put that shit in order.
And then after you finish that in 2 seconds,
yeah,
what are you organizing?
I remember.
My girl fucked up because she like I said that, and she was just like, oh, I'll help. I was like, ah, help. You going to do the whole thing? You going to put your OCD to work.
Help.
My son in the bed, I'm like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Dead ass. Like, I'm not even joking.
I do
I'm
that
really good at Connor to do it.
I do that every year when it's time to wrap Christmas gifts. I just have my girlfriend do it. She sits on the floor. I give it a thing. She just passes the
she
finished
probably
product
loves
to me.
Doing that shit.
She does, and that's why I just let her do
you
it.
Just let them do it. Yep.
It's the same thing where I got this fucking dresser from fucking IKEA, right? And my room is not that big, so I did all the fucking heavy lift where I had to break down my current dresser, carry the shit down the steps, put it out in the back the backyard until garbage day. I did all that, so I created the space. And then I opened up the dresser, and she was like, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. I got 2 of these because she had 2 of them for her room. So then she starts doing it, and it's not enough room for us to both work on it.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I did this already, blah, blah, blah. So she's kind of like took over. So I'm just sitting there like, all right, cool, you're taking over.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, I feel like I'm doing this by myself. Nigga, because
you took over.
You took over. If you just shut the fuck up, stayed in the goddamn bed. And now I can talk shit about it because the dress is already built. What are you going to do? Break it down?
Depending on how petty she feels. Like
I got a screwdriver for her. Yeah. So
you're lucky Marcy's not petty.
She petty as shit.
Okay.
She kicked the shit.
But I dare you,
I also
Marcy.
Don't see her doing all that work to be petty. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, now it's the fact that
it's got clothes in it.
Yeah, she put more work into it than I did. So she's just ruining it for herself.
Marcy, I dare you to knock that down.
What?
But which one you guys going with? You going with the alphabetizing or the walking?
I'm going with the speed walking.
Yeah, I'm going with the speed walking because I don't have much shit to alphabetize.
I don't own things. I just go home and sit in an empty room.
All my shit is digital and I can just press the alphabetize button on my laptop.
Oh, all right.
Wow. I like that.
This nigga's Niggas living in 2020. Speed walk.
I'm trying to.
Every time I walk, it's ready to work. I mean, I'll get there on time.
Like, you know how much traveling I could do?
I feel
you know
how much
travel you couldn't do?
Speed, having the ability to speed walk twice as fast without getting tired. Three times even worse. It's going to make you so mad because you live in New York City where everyone in front of you was walking slow as shit. And you're just going to be standing there tight like, yo, I can walk three times faster than this.
Nah, I walk on the side of the street.
All right.
Also,
you're going to get hit by a car again.
Jeff can't. No, if I'm moving three times as fast, I can't.
You can.
The only thing I'm worried about that is how.
James going to use that shit on the highway.
I will.
How nuts are you going to look doing this?
See me on the major.
Oh, crazy.
Deacon.
Yeah, you're you're going to crack it for real.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You look worse than that crack that I saw with all the pigeons on them.
Now, you're going to look like the old people in the mall in the morning.
And
walk around.
Doing that little walk.
The audience going to see James' movements.
Mad shoulders.
That's how nudge you look.
Mad shoulders.
Who was the first, like, walk
that started
in the
that?
Mall group?
The power walker?
Yo.
The power walker in the mall, because that's in every mall that I've been to.
Because the thing is, I noticed that when I had gotten like one of my first jobs working in retail in the mall, and we used to have to go mad early, and I'd see people doing like walking around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, the stores don't open till 11, so what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, they're exercising.
Yeah. Okay.
They leave like one of the doors open for like people who work there.
Yeah, the malls
is also open. Workers that do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, No. It's old people doing laps.
I know, but who lets them in?
The
mall
security.
The mall is always open.
Yeah, it's always open.
Yeah. Oh,
but the stores just aren't open. Yeah. So like you can walk into any mall, but like all the gates will be closed because they officially open like 10 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but the mall will open like 6 a.m.
So okay. they in there doing laps. They got their
matching Pepto Bismol tracksuit.
Yeah,
if you're the security guard there and you see like these old people coming in to do their laps, you're not really gonna stop. Like, all right, I know what you're doing. Yeah,
come
like,
here, Betsy.
Like, yeah, they might actually bring that nigga donuts and shit because
they might
nice enough
not,
to let
not,
him
I
in.
I would not be surprised.
Why the mall?
Pink.
I guess because it's warm and
open space and climate controlled
security. I guess.
Yeah.
If I fall
and this shit happening, so it's like interesting. A lot of people go to the park, but with the park, you don't have anything to stop it from raining on you.
True. All like senior citizens should have Life Alert.
They should.
Yeah. Or an Apple Watch.
Yeah, they should, actually. I mean,
I don't trust old people.
Do you have that? Y'all all have Apple Watches, right?
Mine is dead right now, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think my shit just doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
I tried to, like, either that or the charger doesn't work.
Mine's first generation, so I stopped caring.
Oh. Which one is the one that, fall over, yours?
I don't know if I fall
It's just
over.
The software. Yeah, I think it's
all
of ours.
I fall all the time. It don't do nothing.
Oh.
Damn, what should we do?
Nigga Lewis squashed his watch.
I do the Korean smoker.
Yeah. Siri just be like, get your big ass up.
I be hating that shit. That's the one thing about the watch is annoys me. Like when it vibrates, you think you got like an email or a text message. Like, hey, nigga, you haven't stand up for a while.
It's like, nigga, I was asleep.
why don't you take a breath? Like, nigga, I'm breathing.
Like, yo, I've been breathing 27 years.
I really just be sitting there like, yo, my Apple Watch cares.
Yeah,
nobody else cares whether or not I'm breathing.
Nobody.
Nigga, I've been trying to get you in the gym for 2 goddamn years. Hey, talking about nobody cares.
You've been successful.
Fuck you.
Shout out to you.
You back in the gym?
And then he signed up for the worst gym.
Speaking
Which
of
one?
The gym. It's right there, and
I
can
care.
Go at 3 a.m.
Which gym?
I don't care.
Planet Fitness?
I might sign up for both.
Do it.
Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. It's right there, and it's empty.
Okay. All right.
It's 24 hours.
Don't be a lunkhead.
This nigga James read all those signs, and he got mad because he can't
angry.
Yell.
Angry.
Yo, wait. Speaking of that, did y'all ever see the video in Canada of the dude that came in that was a gym patron, and like he was mad because there was like a 16-year-old weightlifter. He was making too much noise. And he was like, yo, get out of here. And then he came, he was doing deadlifts. Yo, mid deadlift, the dude put his foot on the weight and kicked it down.
Ooh,
and then he pushed him and he was like, yo, get out.
We fighting.
Yeah, I'm a kill you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to die. They got it on video and stuff. I heard the update was that they banned the dude for life from it and the kid's actually suing the guy or whatever.
As he should,
because, yo, mid-lift, he...
Yeah, you could have pulled something.
That could fuck you.
Yeah, he could have really injured him. Like, and he had a good... It looked like...
And if that nigga, like, is an athlete and you did that, you just ruined his career.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys see the video, speaking of wrestling, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
We're talking about wrestling?
Oh, no, my bad. I was about to segue into wrestling.
Okay.
I might have seen this.
So there was a wrestling match, a high school wrestling match, and this one kid did like a suplex and bodied this like other fucking kid, and he fell on his neck. And then
I saw that live.
Yeah, the dad came running out the fucking stands and tackled the kid that bodied his son.
Yeah. You're really not supposed to do shit like that.
You're
not supposed to. Actually lift and slam.
Oh, I thought you meant hit the kids. I was like, nah, fuck that. You body. Look,
nah.
Do that. Body, fuck.
When I was in wrestling, they actually, like, I just saw that. Like, this nigga was brawling, and he just fucking German suplex some nigga in mid-match, and he, like, the ambulance came, everything. That nigga
There's no safety there, really. Yeah. It's on a mat, but the mat's usually in a fucking gymnasium on top of
When they train you, they actually train you. Like, if you're going to pick somebody up, make sure you land them safely. Oh. Like, you got to, like, cradle their neck. And, like, there's no way to defend yourself if you're lifted up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh,
they're not pro wrestlers where they're trained on how to get the slam.
Exactly.
Like, if someone ever lifts you up, kick him in the kneecap. They'll drop you in a second. Just kick him in the kneecap.
Your balance is immediately off.
Or if you drop your weight, or kick him in the dick. Kicking someone in the dick is the hard reset. It works.
I prefer eyes.
That's way.
They're the nuts of your face.
They are.
The nuts of your face.
Yeah.
They're wide open, and you can't defend them.
You saying I just be looking at mad balls?
Yeah, nigga.
You poke him in the eye, and you punch him in the nuts. That nigga's done.
He's a Baltimorean.
How are you doing?
He's a Baltimorean.
Hey, you hit the phone. Hey.
That's how the dance was spawned.
If we had video, that would have been a great one for y'all.
And that has been episode 81 of the Honorable Mention Podcast. I'm getting the fuck out of here because these niggas are stupid. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, @DuckJordan_. You can also go to homebodymerch.com. I'm a motherfucking working nigga.
That website,
new
beautiful.
Designs, new merch, new everything. Code. Fuck niggas.
Homebody Coffee.
Nigga.
Homebody Coffee coming soon.
I gotta tell y'all about something.
My nigga got some things.
Homebody Dry Fruits.
Where can they find fruit?
Yeah, he is.
But it's like weird Jamaican fruits.
Ooh.
It's like wrap snacks.
Like dried apricots.
Wow.
Yes.
I would love it.
Avocados.
Wow.
Apricots, name an episode. Wow. James, where could the good people find you?
I don't know, man.
under a bus somewhere.
He was like, damn, I want an apricot.
Yo, me too.
That shit sounds juicy.
I do. I read the apricot tree. All right, you can find me at @JUST_JVMES. JVMES.
Actually, the only way to spell JVMES.
I don't know.
Ain't nobody following you after all that growling. It's not happening.
Don't follow me.
Yeah.
Where can they find Lewis?
You can find Lewis at
LUIS. The best way to spell Lewis the designer.
That's on Instagram and Twitter. Pinterest. LinkedIn.
This nigga on Pinterest. He corny.
I'm on Pinterest.
Blackplanet.com. Mihente.com.
You a designer.
ChristianMingle.com.
Wait, so are you? Yeah. What? Can we just point out how stupid this nigga is?
In my head, this nigga's just a dad. He doesn't do anything else.
So
what I do now?
He said, this nigga's on Pinterest. He's corny. I was like, I'm on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. He was like, that's different. You're a designer. I said, this nigga just spelled out.
Lewis the designer. Yeah, but he don't be designing shit like that.
He designed a whole daughter. What are you talking about?
Like, that's the point.
That's my best design yet.
Top notch.
You hit someone with pouting mad hard.
You better bring her back on Switch before she beat your ass.
Wow.
My bad, baby.
She gonna switch his ass for a new daddy. Come home, who this?
She's gonna beat you with a Switch.
Like, I'm gonna get a daddy that leaves my Switch,
this
nigga.
This is Lewis, LEWY. Beat your ass.
That nigga, like, yo, you sleep on the couch now. LEWY is the best way to spell daddy.
Beat your ass,
Louise.
How you lose your whole daughter at the end of the pod?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Damn, you live a wild life.
You do, apparently.
Jersey.
It's Jersey.
His mom's like, yo, I'm not making extra plays. He's got to feed himself.
Where could the good people find you, Marcel?
DRUM_FU_Erware.
Erware.
M-F-U.
Man.
And that has been episode 81. We'll catch you next week.
The Kobe edition. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Black Mamba.
I'm so happy it wasn't Aaron Rodgers edition.
All right.
Oh.
Nope.
Microphone's off. Quick.